The recent forum gathered input from over 200 Lexington residents who spoke up on problems including institutional racism and predatory property development. On Tuesday, the Task Force on Neighborhoods in Transition met to workshop the format of the forum and identify the primary issues reported by the public, while continuing to receive comments from a passionate handful of Lexingtonians.
Let me say, first of all, that I commend this task force for not avoiding the difficult conversation of race. Let me say how important it is for someone other than a person of color to mention race. We have been accused of being a voiceless people. That is not at all true. We've been screaming for years, but nobody's heard us.
When I have a developer or investor standing on my porch talking with me, and he tells me that we need more diversity in this neighborhood, he's talking about white folk. Okay, bottom line. And so then when that developer purchases three houses next door to me, 20,000, 20,000, 20,000, shotgun houses, no more room than I got in my great room in my house, and then they sell for $125,000, $118,000, and each one of those families is white, that lets me know that that investor is doing just what he said. He is consciously trying to change the neighborhood complexion.
I welcome so wholeheartedly, as a long-term East End resident, the change in neighborhood complexion. I welcome the coffee shop that has opened up on 3rd Street. I wish we had 10 more businesses like that, and if every one of them was white-owned, it would be fine by me, because I think it's been a great shot in the arm for East End, regardless of who owns it. It has been positive for the East End.
Don't talk about the black community and the white community. Talk about the segments of one community. We all take ownership. Then whatever affects the black segment of Lexington community affects all of Lexington.
Councilman James Brown is chair of the task force. He says the process of addressing feedback from the public is a long one, but he feels it's worth it to get the task force on the same page with the community.
We've had two public forums. We take input at every meeting. I think we're at a point now where we can start drafting recommendations and policies for the task force to start deliberating to move forward on to council and to some of our partner agencies.
Brown says by the next meeting, the task force will present those recommendations along with annotated district maps for public feedback. That takes place September 19th at Community Ventures on South Broadway. Arlo Barnett, WUKY News.